National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. NTRC, Nanotechnology Research Center. Graphene and Worker Safety, On-Site Assessment. A NIOSH and GARMER Partnership. Matthew McInnes, Technology and Operations Manager. GARMER, a division of Asbury Carbons.
GARMER was a startup company in Orlando, Florida, where they were manufacturing and scaling up graphene production. NIOSH got involved to measure airborne dust values and assess the general hazard of graphene. And so that started the relationship with us, the site assessment.
James Young, Production Lead. GARMER, a division of Asbury Carbons.
It was about a three-day process. They came in immediately, were very kind, set us up with instruments that we will wear all day, personally and around our equipment to check the air quality sample, the size of the particles we were working with, and immediately in that process, we're pointing out areas where we could improve.
An animation shows a man with an electronic device on his belt with a tube that runs up his shirt and ends near his head. Air particles in his breathing zone enter the tube and the air quality is then analyzed. Then, two animations showing the airflow of hooded dust mitigation systems.
If there's any fugitive dust in a system while you're doing material handling, just having a hood directly over your process, your barrel or drum, that can suck up that dust. But for the operator safety, what you want is for all of potential dust to be blown away from the actual operator. A downflow booth is a partially enclosed room that allows that air to be able to drift. The general airflow is away from an operator's face and down towards filtration to be able to collect any potentially hazardous materials.
David Restrepo, Manager of Graphene and Graphene-Related Production Technology. GARMER, a division of Asbury Carbons.
For us to do a lot of the improvements that NIOSH recommended, didn't take too much. So the biggest one was incorporating the downflow booth into our process. So any process that utilized powder handling were moved into the downflow booth. So it was just training our employees to kind of redo a lot of that stuff that they had already been trained for to do it under a safer environment.
The downflow booth and other dust mitigation implements have drastically helped our process and production here. Our warehouse is way more cleaner, our air quality is much better, and we all feel a lot safer.
NIOSH is also coming by this year to be able to make some recommendations on ancillary material handling processes. So their advice is pretty key to the best way forward. There's a lot of ways to be able to engineer controls or change your procedures in handling hazardous materials, but their recommendations are clear and concise and deeply developed. So I think that relationship is going to go on into the future.
I would say that working with NIOSH is definitely a necessity. Safety, air quality is definitely a necessity when it comes to work and life.
Companies interested in a free on-site assessment of nanomaterials or advanced materials, visit www.cdc.gov/NIOSH/nano/field/. Special thanks to Asbury Carbons, David Restrepo, PhD, Matt McInnes, PhD, and James Young. Mention of any company or product does not constitute endorsement by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This video was produced by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, delivering on the nation's promise, safety and health at work for all people through research and prevention. www.cdc.gov/NIOSH